Okay, so my name's Tim Jones and I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust and the One Another Project in Trafalgar Square, London. It's the 6th of October, 2009 and the time's 9:15. Can you please tell me your name, your age and where you come from?
Okay, my name is Shreya Jan, so if you cannot pronounce it correctly, don't worry about it because everyone else has the same problem. And I come from China originally and age is 27, yeah.
Okay, thank you very much. When was it you first found out about the One Another Project?
I think it was sometime around mid-September. And just strictly caught my eyes and I just decided instantly I have to do this.
So how did you feel when you received the email or the telephone call to say that you'd been accepted?
I was quite excited actually. And I was very lucky because I'm actually going back home for a holiday for 3 weeks this Saturday. And I kind of postponed it to the holiday without knowing. I got allocated a slot and then I found out I've actually got a slot. So everything works out perfectly for me. So really happy.
Great. And what have you decided to do for the duration of the hour?
I struggled a little bit and finally I decided to do 4 paintings and 1 for each direction. So, and it's just going to be something simple and just it was one color and was black for a painting. And I will do some Chinese calligraphy on the top of the prints. So just with water. So hopefully it will be visible from the camera and stuff.
Cool. And what is it you get up to in or where is it you live when you're in the UK?
I live in St Albans, so because my company based there, so I live there. So, but I do love London. I used to live in London, but commuting killed me, so I just moved back to where my company is. So.
And what is it you do for a living?
I'm trained to be an interpreter and translator. But now I'm working for this furniture company. We import furniture from China, so I'm doing a bit of interpreting and translating for them and some other things as well, after sales, just admin really.
So. And tell us the story about how you went into translation and when you first came across the UK, what that change was like.
Okay. I majored in English back home, so I've studied English for ages since I was a kid. And it wasn't quite right because they taught us to say, how do you do this sort of really textbook English back home. And I've just thought I have to at least visit or live at one English speaking country. So I decided to came to the UK to do a bit of more study. So I really enjoyed doing translating and interpreting when I was doing my English course, because it's kind of, it's like a link between two different cultures. You can use language as a tool and it just opens a whole new world, and I really enjoyed doing that, so I just ended up coming to the UK. And I do have the option to go to the US or other, like Australia, other English speaking countries, but I think kind of UK picked me really. It chose me rather than I choose him, because I got an offer from University of Edinburgh and that was it really. I just couldn't be bothered to apply for any other university, and then that's it, we're going to the UK. And I haven't actually got a secured accommodation before I came, just straight onto the plane, and then there we are. So I'm a bit of an adventurer in a way. So
what was that like when you first arrived in Edinburgh then, with all your bags but nowhere to stay? What did you do?
I just my parents has been telling me, you just spend the night at the airport, and worst comes to worst, you just go to the police officer just to kind of seek for a shelter for the night. And I was very lucky, and I met a Chinese couple on the flight. We just kind of got chatting with each other, and they very kindly offered to take me home that night. And I just we was really lucky, and we were friends since then. And just they kind of just rescued me that night, and was really lucky.
How did you find it then? What can you describe a little bit about how it was when you first arrived in Edinburgh, and what kind of feelings, emotions you experienced when you're living away from home?
When I first arrived, I had a very strange feeling actually, because I felt like I'm actually coming back. Nothing is like totally strange to me. I was very excited, very kind of happy about the new things, but just somehow I feel like I'm actually coming back to Edinburgh. And I love that city. I lived there for a year, and just an amazing feeling. And when I started living there properly, and I started to notice the difference, like culturally, and the way people are really different, and then I just realized how amazing it is. And sometimes, and now I moved down to London, and just sometimes I still kind of been amazed, like I'm living in London, like the one of the biggest cities in the world, and it's such amazing environment, and just like, wow, I'm in London, yes. So it's very lucky for me, because I think it's like opportunity of the life, and not many people can do it back home, so I feel really lucky about it.
So what kind of interest do you have out of work? What do you get up to in your spare time?
Different things, it depends on how I feel. I like to try different new things, and whenever it's possible. And I like art, so I like to visit art galleries and museums, stuff like that. And I really like to end up working in art someday. I'm looking into that option at the moment. And I do a little bit of fencing, just started the course a little while ago, which is actually quite exciting. Proper exercise, strongly recommend it. And what else? I like photography. I do a little bit of photography in my spare time, and like photographing people, because people are interesting. Yeah, that's about it, I think.
Great. And what about then the One Another project? What are your ideas on, or what are your thoughts on the concept and the project itself?
It's quite a cool concept, I would say. And it really makes you think. And when I tell my friends and the people I know who are around me, and I'm going to do this, and it kind of triggers everyone's imagination, triggers everyone to think, and what you can do, and what it actually links, and what it actually means. So it's really an interesting project, and because just like I said before, people are the most interesting things on the planet, and you're just amazed and like what we can actually achieve, and by allowing different people to do different things on the same kind of given space and time. So it just brings up the sameness and difference between us as human beings, I guess.
And how are you feeling? What's the emotional journey been from when you just kind of went through the preparation process to being here now? What's it been like?
I struggled a little bit at the beginning of getting a proper idea, but once I kind of just narrowed it down and really kind of got to know what I want to do, and then it's just... how do you say, it's kind of exciting, it's quite exciting, because it just, you keep thinking about it, and then you keep changing your mind, and then you finally decide it, and then by the end of it, it doesn't really matter, because if you participate, it's good enough for me. No matter what you do, you just stand up there doing nothing, you're actually doing something, so it doesn't really matter by the end of the day. So I just decided to just be myself, do something I like, and that's it.
Cool. So what would you say at the moment in your life are the most important things?
Most important things? I would have to say it's going to be my family. My parents back home, and they are the most important things in my life. And apart from that, of course, my dream and freedom. I just feel quite lucky to have this sort of freedom to experience new things, to be myself, and it's very nice.
And can you talk about a little bit about what it's like to be so far away from home? You kind of mentioned that you're away from your parents, and they're the most important things. So you can describe a little bit of that separation.
It's hard, of course. For most of the time, I have to deal with everything myself. It is tough. And like for today, I would like someone to come down and support me, but unfortunately, I came here on my own. But I think that's just a part of life. Sometimes you just have to do something on your own, and it's part of the experience. And I'd like to, because the only reason my parents send me so far away from home is to give me the choice. It's not just sending me to the UK and then that's it. You be there and then you study and then you come back home. And I think more than providing me better education and more experiences of the world, they actually gave me the opportunity to decide, like to choose what I really like to do and where I really like to be. So that's something amazing I found.
And what plans, thoughts have you got for the future? What have you got in store at the moment?
I don't really have any kind of really long-term life plans, and like when other people ask me, what do you really plan to do about your life, I always say I'd like to be happy. So I think that's the kind of ultimate goal, to just to be happy, and just by doing the things I like. So yeah, literally I just follow the flow, basically. See what's happened. I'd like to travel a bit more and just see other parts of the world, and yeah.
And going back to the project, who would you say you're doing it for?
For myself, and mainly for myself, and for my dad, because he's quite arty farty as well. So excuse my language. And yeah, because I'm kind of got into art science mainly because of him, and I know he would be very pleased, and he's actually quite excited about this as well. But unfortunately the internet back home wasn't very good, so he wouldn't be able to see me live today. But hopefully when the project is done and we can actually get something sort of documentary or stuff, so he can actually see it. So yeah, mainly for myself and partly for my family as well.
Great. So have you got any thoughts, anything else that you'd like to say as far as being part of the One Another project goes, or being here in London in 2009?
Not much really. 2009 hasn't been great, but it's just yeah, just a year in my life, and just live it and then have more fun next year. That's it.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're very welcome.